single loss as has happened in the 120 plus year history of Tennessee football. And remember, this is a Tennessee football program that once lost to Chattanooga, and Chattanooga fans tried to tear down the goalposts at Neyland Stadium. This is a Tennessee football program that one time lost to Wyoming, but I really don't put that in the category because that was a few days after the firing of Phil Fulmer in 2008, and those players had no desire to even be on the field. So it might have actually worked out better for everybody if they just forfeited that day. But what we saw last Saturday against Georgia State was a team that was ill-prepared, a team that was unmotivated, a coaching staff that was uninventive. It was just a brutal performance all the way around. Tennessee, with the tradition that they have, with the finances that they have, with the facilities that they have, with the resources that they have, there's just no reason in the world why they should ever lose a game to a team like Georgia State. And this is nothing against the Panthers. They outplayed Tennessee. The 38-30 score isn't even really indicative of how Georgia State won that game. It was a late touchdown that brought Tennessee at least within 8 points in the final minute. It was Georgia State deserved to win the game, flat out, and Tennessee deserved to be 0-1. So now the question is for Tennessee, how do they bounce back in just a week's time to take on BYU? Now, the Cougars aren't setting the world on fire either, but their loss in the Holy War against Utah last week certainly is not nearly as absurd as what Tennessee did last weekend. We're going to know a lot about Tennessee here in a couple days' time when they play the Cougars. We're going to know a lot about Jeremy Pruitt, and we're going to know a lot about this coaching staff. Jim Chaney was paid a lot of money to come back and be the offensive coordinator once again at Tennessee, and the offense looks worse than it did a year ago when the much maligned Tyson Helton was the offensive coordinator. Jerick Arentarno doesn't look any better. Actually, probably looks a little bit worse. The offensive line, while young and still with some inexperienced spots, not looking that great. And granted, the offensive line is not nearly the problem, the biggest problem that I'll take away from that Tennessee Georgia State game. Is you have to look at what Tennessee did defensively, or really what they didn't do defensively. It was like they never watched a snap of Georgia State offensive film over the past 9 months. Players were undisciplined. There were substitution issues. It was just a complete mess, especially in that second half. And what I'm seeing more and more on social media isn't the passion that you saw from Tennessee fans over the years, over this decade of dysfunction, which is now going into a dozen years of dysfunction. What you're seeing is apathy. The loss to a Georgia State team even a few years ago would be met with absolute 100%, anger. But now you're seeing more and more people saying things like, well, I'm numb to it. I'm used to it. I saw a bunch of people on my timeline saying that they've already given up their season tickets. Season ticket sales apparently have been pretty good, but the ticket prices have gone up. And you're still asking 100,000 people to show up in Neyland Stadium. And that is a big ask in 2019, at a time when you're asking fans to pay more money to go to games. You're asking them to deal with traffic. You're asking them to deal with ticket prices, even beyond donations. You're asking them to deal with concession prices. This will be the first time, this BYU game will be the first time that Tennessee fans can purchase alcohol at the game, and you can get a cold Michelob Ultra for $13 at Neyland Stadium. And $13, you can get a case of, you know, average beer. You get a case of Yingling for $13. So, you know, and this is a time when every Tennessee game is on television. They don't even have the pay-per-view game anymore. If you want to watch Tennessee football and you have a basic cable package, you can watch Tennessee football each and every week. I'm very curious to see what the attendance is going to be like in Neyland Stadium on Saturday night. I think it's going to be pretty good. BYU is the best out-of-conference game that Tennessee has scheduled this year. And it should be attended well. But I guess we're going to find that out together. If you're a Tennessee fan, I wonder what you're thinking today. It's been a couple of days after that loss. You've had a couple of days to really think about what happened. And you have to make that decision for yourself. Is it anger? Is it apathy? What is your feeling these days? The danger zone for an athletic department is apathy. It's not anger. And right now,